Om Sahana Bhavatu. Let's do it together. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Sahana Bhunatu. Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavati Tamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jaishtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrambanuti Vitsi Vasatanam Mahaganapate Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Lokashankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutrabhashakratau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha Rukaras Tvantakaras Cha Rukaras Tan Nivartakaha Andakara Niroditvat Guru Ritya Vidhiyate. Om Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishah Go Brahmanebhyah Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyah Prithivi Satshishalini Desho Yam Kshobarahitah Brahmanasantu Nirpayaha Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkabhak Bhavet Asato Ma Satgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's do the karma now. We spent a lot of time on the first four lines last week, so this time just repeat after me. We'll go through these first four lines and spend a lot more time on the next four lines. Okay? Om na karma na na prajaya.
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 Tane na tyage naike.
Tane na tyage naike.
Amritatva manashuhu.
Amritatva manashuhu.
Parena na kannihitam. Guhayam vibhrajate.
Guhayam vibhrajate.
Yadyatayo vishanti.
Yadyatayo vishanti.
Vedanta Vijnana.
Vedanta Vijnana.
Sunishchitarthas.
Sunishchitarthas.
Sannyasa Yoga.
Sannyasa Yoga.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Te Brahma Loketu.
Te Brahma Loketu.
Paraantakale.
Paraantakale.
Paramrithat Parimuchanti Sarve.
Paramrithat Parimuchanti Sarve.
Paramrithat Parimuchanti Sarve.
Paramrithat Parimuchanti Sarve.
It's Pari, okay? Parimuchanti. Paramrithat Pari. See that? Parimuchanti Sarve. Paramrithat Parimuchanti Sarve.
Paramrithat Parimuchanti Sarve.
Okay. Dahram vipapam.
Dahram vipapam.
Parame eshma bhutam.
Parame eshma bhutam.
Dahram vipapam. Parame eshma bhutam.
Dahram vipapam. Parame eshma bhutam.
It's bhutam. This is it's kind of bhutam. Because it's a nasalized semi-velar. Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam.
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 Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Puramadhyasakastam.
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 Dahran vipapam parame eshma bhutam. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya
sakastam. Try the from the yet. Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam
puramadhya sakastam.
Puramadhya
sakastam.
Puramadhya sakastam.
Puramadhya sakastam. Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam.
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 Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Puramadhya sakastam.
Puramadhya sakastam.
Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakastam.
Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam. Yat pundarikam puramadhya
sakastam. Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakastam. Let's do it together. Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam yat pundarikam puramadhya sakastam. Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam yat pundarikam puramadhya sakrastham dhasan vipapam parame eshmaputam yat pundarikam puramadhya sakrastham dhasan vipapam parame eshmaputam yat pundarikam puramadhya sakrastham tatrapi dhasan tatrapi dahrang tatrapi dahrang
tatrapi dahrang
gaganan vishokas
gaganan vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam
vishokas
tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam
tasmin
yadantas
tasmin yadantas
tasmin yadantas
tasmin yadantas
tadupasitavyam
tadupasitavyam
tadupasitavyam tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
dahrang tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
gaganam vishokas
gaganam vishokas
it's not gaganam right gaganam vishokas okay tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tasmin yadantas
tasmin yadantas
tadupasitavyam
tadupasitavyam
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas
tasmin yadantas
tasmin yadantas
tadupasitavyam
tadupasitavyam
get together tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam yo now we're going to go to a different pitch. I'll do that line that let's do the line that we just did together and then let me go on to the next pitch, okay? Tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam yo veda dau swara prokto yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah vedante cha pratishthitah yo veda dau swara prokto yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah
vedante cha pratishthitah
yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakritilinasya
tasya prakritilinasya
tasya prakritilinasya
tasya prakritilinasya
parasya maheshwaraha. Tasya prakriti linasya. Together. Tasya prakriti linasya. Yo veda dao swara proto vedante cha pratishtitaha. Tasya prakriti linasya ya parasya maheshwaraha. Yo veda dao swara proto vedante cha pratishtitaha. Tasya prakriti linasya ya parasya maheshwaraha. Natatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam. Natatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi. 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 Kuto yamagnihi. Kuto yamagnihi. Kuto yamagnihi.
Kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto panti 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 kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto panti.
Nema vidyuto panti
kuto yamagnihi.
Kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi.
Tameva panta manupati sarvam.
Tameva bhantam manupati sarvam.
Tameva bhantam.
Tameva bhantam.
Tameva bhantam.
Tameva bhantam.
Anupati sarvam.
Anupati sarvam.
Tameva bhantam. Anupati sarvam.
Tameva bhantam. Anupati sarvam.
Tameva bhantam. Anupati sarvam.
Tameva bhantam. Anupati sarvam.
Kasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa
sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Idam vibhati.
Idam vibhati.
Idam vibhati.
Idam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya
bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa
sarvamidam
vibhati.
Sarvamidam.
Sarvamidam.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi.
Tameva Pantam Anupati Sarvam.
Tameva Pantam Anupati Sarvam.
Tasya Pasa Sarvam Idam Vipati.
Tasya Pasa Sarvam Idam Vipati.
Let's chant this once through together. Just try to follow along with me. Okay. At the top. Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tanena Tyage Naike Amritatvamana Shubhu Parena Nakan Nihitan Guhayam Vikajate Yatyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramrita Parimuchanti Sarve Dhafram Vipapam Parame Eshmaputaim Yat Pundarikam Puramatya Sakkastam Tatrapi Dharanga Ganan Vishokas Tasmin Yadantas Tadupasitavyam Yo Veda Jau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitaha Tasya Prakati Linasya Yat Parasa Maheshwaraha Na tatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam ne ma vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi tameva pantam anupati sarvam tasya pasra sarvam idam vipati. Okay, good. Mention Jaya Mantra. The one that... Om Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Pushtivartanam.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Urvarukamiva Bantanam. Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrata Ata.
Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrata Ata.
Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugantim Pushti Vartanam.
Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugantim Pushti Vartanam.
Urvarukami vapantanan mrityor mukshiya mamrata ata.
Urvarukami vapantanan mrityor mukshiya mamrata ata.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim
Urvarukami vapantanan.
Urvarukami vapantanan.
Mrityor mukshiya mamrata ata.
Mrityor mukshiya mamrata ata.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam. Urvarukami vabandhanan mrityor mukshiya mamrata ata.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivardhanam. Urvarukami vabandhanan mrityor mukshiya mamrata ata.
We'll do this together a few times. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita Ata. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita Ata. Vayam Bakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushyavartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Rachor Mukshiyamam Rata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushyavartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Rachor Mukshiyamam Rata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushyavartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Rachor Mukshiyamam Rata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushyavartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanam Rachor Mukshiyamam Rata Ata Om. Let's take a little stand-up break for a minute. Page 41 of the Bhandarkar. We're going to be doing the sentences on the bottom of the page. Okay? And these are going to be using the Atmanapada endings of the present tense. And so if you have your present tense endings out, that might help you. And of course, it's going to be using the and E ending noun endings, okay? So page, Bhandarkar, page 41, bottom of the page. I'll read the sentence, and just you read it after me. Modakan swadante brahmanaha.
Modakan swadante brahmanaha.
Okay. Modaka is a sweet. Swad means dhamanepada, you can tell by the ante, it means to taste. And Brahmana is a Brahmana, the Brahmana caste. So Modakan Swadante Brahmanaha. What does it say? Plural. Everybody see that? Ante ending. Swadante is a third person plural. Means they taste. Who tastes? Brahmanaha. Ramaha, Ramel, Ramaha, Brahmanaha. The Brahmanas taste. Modakan. What is that? Accusative plural. Raman, right? Ramaha, Ramel, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramel, Raman. Modakan, Swadante, Brahmanaha. The Brahmanas, plural, Swadante, taste. Modakan, the sweets. Everyone see?
So the sweets could actually literally mean three or more. Or
yes.
All of them.
Yes, exactly. You don't have any idea how many. Just three or more.
Well, you do have an idea. You've got a better idea than you do in English. Because when you say sweets in English, you can just say two.
That's right. Yeah, so three or more. But you don't. It's going to be three or more.
Okay.
That's correct. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Dhanikam dravyam yachete bhikshukau. Go ahead. We'll try again. Repeat after me. Dhanikam dravyam.
Dhanikam dravyam.
Yachete.
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 Bhikshukau.
Bhikshukau.
Dhanikam dravyam yachete bhikshukau.
Dhanikam dravyam yachete bhikshukau.
I'll tell you the word meaning. But first, just looking at those words, say you don't know any meanings, what is the verb? Yachete. Okay. You don't know anything, but what would be the subject? Bhikshukau, right? Ramaha, Ramau, Bhikshukau. Yachete, if you see that ete, that's a dual, right? From ite. So you know that the verb is dual, yachete. You know when you see that owl, like Ramaha, Ramau, so you've got your verb, you've got your subject. Then you look at dhanikam and dravyam. What are they going to be? Accusative. Both are accusative. So there's two accusatives there. Now let's look. I'll give you the word for word. Okay. Dhanika is a rich person. Dravya is wealth, money. I'm just looking how they might translate. Yeah, they do money. Okay. Dravya is money. Yach means to beg. Bhikshuka is a beggar. So what does the sentence mean? That's what it means. Now there's he's giving you this sentence for a reason. Many of the verbs to beg, like bhiksh means to beg and yach means to beg, they govern a double accusative, which means this. Right? The beggars, the two beggars, bhikshukau yachete. You have the basic sentence, the two beggars beg. Yachete bhikshukau, right? They beg what? Money. Accusative, singular. The two beggars beg dravya, money. Who do they beg? The dhanika. The two beggars beg the rich man. So instead of, yeah, often you would think they're begging for the rich man for money. You'd expect a dative. The verb to beg governs a double accusative, both the person that you're begging from and the thing that you're begging for is put into the accusative. So you have to, there's some verbs that are like that. They'll govern a double accusative, or another verb will, like verbs of affection govern the locative. You have affection in something. So these things you have to learn along the way. Because otherwise you would think, what is this? Why are these, is it the rich man who is money? Is that, you don't know what to do with it. So you have to know that the verb to beg, yach and bitch, will govern a double accusative. So here you have dhanikan, accusative singular, a rich man. Dravyam, accusative singular, money. Yachete is the second person, a dual, in the verb. They both beg. Who? Bhikshukau, the two beggars, Ramaha, Ramau. Bhikshukaha, Bhikshukau, Bhikshuka. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Bhikshukaha, Bhikshukau, Bhikshukaha. Bhikshukau, nominative dual. Bhikshukau yachete. Third person dual. Verb atmanepada. So the two beggars yachete beg dravyam, money. Who do they beg? The rich person. So in English we'd say it differently, right? We have to supply our prepositions. The two beggars beg the rich man for money. Or I might say the two beggars beg the rich man for money. The two beggars beg money from the rich man. We would have to say this in English, but this is how they say it in Sanskrit.
Could you say it in Sanskrit the way it's actually coming out from the?
The way it's actually coming out. Rich man, money. They both beg the two beggars. The two beggars beg money, the rich man. But you have to supply,
right,
in English, right? You have to supply the prepositions. How we would say that in English. And what you have to know, that verbs to beg will govern a double accusative. So the object that you're begging for is put in the accusative, and the person that you're begging from is put in the accusative.
So it would actually be wrong to say from the rich man or for the money. It would actually be wrong to use that for the
you, yes, in Sanskrit. In English, you translate it that way. Yeah, because there's a rule that said this particular root and the root bhiksha, these two roots to beg, govern a double accusative. So you have to know that rule. Okay.
I'm sorry, for a slow one. So it's a double accusative, and some verbs have it, and this is one of them.
Verbs to beg.
The verb to beg. But there are other verbs that do this too?
If you look on page 40...
But anyway, it's the object that you're begging for, and then the person for whom you're begging are both put in there. Okay.
That's exactly right. Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm. So yach and bhiksha.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Both of them. Let's go to the third sentence. Suiyan gunan krepte te. First of all, what's the verb? Kaptete, right? You see that ite or ete ending? What would that be? Ete.
Second, third person.
Ete. Second person dual. Right? So now you see suiyan, like Raman and Gunan, right? So what would be Gunan be? Gunan, no, an accusative plural.
Yep.
So now let me give you the meanings. The word Suiya is an adjective, and it means one's own. So it's going to always agree with the verb. I'll tell you some examples of that. So Suiya means one's own. Guna means merits or qualities. It has other meanings too, but in this sense, guna means your merits, your good qualities. Okay. Kat means to praise. Okay. So say kat is atmanepada, kat to praise. So what would the sentence say? Gunan. One's own. You too. Praise.
Those merits. Those are one's own.
So let me tell you how the Suiya works. You too. You too praise. Everybody see that? Kate te. In the second person dual, atmanepada, te, te, te. You too praise. Gunas, accusative plural. You too praise good qualities. Your own good qualities. In English, so suiyan is reflexive. It goes back to the whoever is speaking. So you too praise. Who are the you two? Those two are praising their good qualities. So we would say in English, if we use Suiya, it always will go back to who is speaking. You are praising your good qualities. I am praising my good qualities. We are praising our own good qualities. They are praising their own good qualities. He is praising his own good qualities. So Suiya goes back to the subject. So in Sanskrit, they'll just use the one word Suiya, right? Or Swa also is another one. So here it says, Kapte te, you too praise. Does everybody see that? Kapte te, you too praise. Gunan, accusative plural. You too praise the good qualities, the gunas. Everybody see that? Now, Suiyan is an adjective to Gunan. Suiya is an adjective, right?
Suiya is an adjective.
And so it's going to agree with whatever, you know, it's adjectival to. So here it's adjectival to gunas. So you both praise your own gunas. So your own is adjectival to gunas. I praise my gunas. He praises his gunas, his own gunas, his own qualities. So Suiya is what we call reflexive. It shows ownership, and it will be the ownership of who? Of the one who's speaking.
But that word used a lot in Sanskrit, right? Like swa, is it the same as
swa? Suiya, swa, swayam. There are, all these words have a similar meaning.
But it's not a pronoun, it's an adjective.
It's declined as an adjective, yeah.
Reflexive.
Going back to the subject. Look at this sentence again. Really on looking at the sentence. Suyan, Gunan. You see how Suyan is adjectival? It matches Gunan in the accusative plural. Same ending, Suyan, Gunan. Katete. They too praise Gunas. Whose Gunas? Their own Gunas. Suya is going to go back to whoever is speaking. So if you too, Katete, praise your own Gunas. Right? Katete, you too, praise your own Suyan Gunas. I could say, I praise my own Gunas. He praises his own Gunas. She praises her own Gunas. Everybody get it?
Well, it seems like the Suya should go over there.
What should it go with? No, but it's adjectival to the Gunas. Listen. I praise the Gunas. Whose Gunas? My own Gunas. So the Suya goes to the Gunas. It's not I praise my own. I praise the Gunas which are my own. You two praise the Gunas which are your own. Everybody see? Okay. Let's go to the next one. Udyogad dhanam labhadve. Let me break the sentence and put it after me. Udyogat dhanam. Udyogat dhanam. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Udyogat dhanam. Udyogat dhanam labhadve. You two shouldn't really be sharing a book. You only have two books?
I lent mine to Maggie because she was going online and she wanted to start right away.
I don't think she's online. But don't.
I'll get her.
Yeah. Because you don't know Sanskrit well enough to see it from a distance. But you have to have your own book right in front of you. Udyogat dhanam labhadve. Did I see? The ta goes to da. Udyogat dhanam labhadve. Repeat.
Udyogat dhanam labhadve.
What's the verb? Labhadve. It's second person plural. Dwe, labhadve. What case would udyogat be? Ablative. What would dhanam have to be?
Singular.
It has to be accusative singular because labhadve is the verb and that second person plural. Let me tell you the meanings. Udyoga means exertion or effort. Dhana means wealth. Lab means to obtain. So what does the sentence say? You all gain or obtain labhadve, right? Labhadve, second person plural, labhadve. You obtain, you all obtain. You three or more obtain labhadve. Dhanam, accusative singular. Wealth. If that happens to be neutered, dhanam, dhane, dhanani, dhanam. So it could be nominative or accusative, but it's not going to be nominative because of the dve. So you both obtain. You all obtain dhanam, wealth, udyogat, cause, from exertion, from effort. In Sanskrit, in English, we'll add some pronouns that don't need to be added in Sanskrit. We'd say, you obtain wealth from your efforts, you obtain wealth from effort. You can say from your effort if you want to, if it makes the translation better. Udyogat dhanam labhadve. You obtain labhadve dhanam, wealth. Udyogat, ramat, ablative singular, from effort.
So how come it's you all and then singular from effort?
Because each person, we do that in English also. You obtain, you're not going to say you all obtain wealth from efforts. Effort is just it applies to each person. Okay. From effort, you obtain, means all people obtain wealth. Everyone gains wealth from effort.
It's as if you're talking to a group, but just because it's the group is influencing. Like, there's a group there, but it's actually for each individual person.
Each individual person. You could also say you obtain wealth from your efforts, right? We could say that in Sanskrit, too. But here we're making effort more as an abstract. From effort, a person gets wealth from effort, not from anything else. Can't sit around. It's from effort. There's a slightly subtle difference. If you say from your efforts, then it's starting to particularize what those efforts are.
So you could also use plural efforts of a singular person.
That's right. Yeah, but the meaning is slightly different. Let's do the next one. Vritha Pragalbhadwe. Vritha Pragalbhadwe. Vritha
Pragalbhadwe.
What is that third letter? I'm sorry.
It's half of a la.
Oh, okay.
Pragol.
Okay.
Pragolbha dwe. Gulb with pra means to swagger or brag. Pragolbha dwe. Vritha is an indeclinable, and it means in vain. Vritha pragolbha dwe. So what does it all mean? In vain, yeah. Vritha, so it's indeclinable. Pragalbhadwe. Dwe is second person plural. Atmanetara. Pragalbhadwe. You all. You all swagger. Vritha, in vain. Look at the sentence above, Labadwe. Same. You all obtain. Pragalbhadwe. You all swagger. See? Let's do the next one. Buddha Moksham Vindante.
Buddha Moksham Vindante.
Did a Sunday. Buddha Moksham Vindante. Buddhaha moksham vindante. Okay. Buddhaha moksham vindante. What's the verb? And ante is what? Third person plural. Ante. What would the subject be? Buddhaha. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. It's got to be a plural subject. Moksham would be what? Accusative singular. So Buddha is a wise man. Moksha is moksha, liberation. Vind means to obtain. So what does it say? Buddhaha, not he. Buddhaha. Ramaha, Ramaha, Ramaha. Wise man, gain or obtain moksha. A wise man obtain moksha, gain moksha. Everybody see it? Buddhaha, nominative singular. Moksham, accusative singular. Vindante, third person plural. Wise man, liberation, gain. Okay? Kapakam shanke te. Kapatam shanke te.
Kapatam shanke te.
What's the verb?
Shanke te.
Ate is what ending? second person dual. Kapakam shanke te. So, kapakam means deceit or fraud. Kapaka. Shank means to suspect. So what does it say? Kapatam shanke te. You both suspect shanke te, that ete ending is the dual, second person dual, you both suspect shanke te kapatam, nominative singular. Kapatam, like ramam, kapatam shanke te. You both suspect fraud. Okay, we're going to do about three more of these. Hang in there. Next page.
I'm sorry. Huh. I don't understand how I'm supposed to know the shonge te is second person.
Look at the second person atmane put a dual in your...
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
Do you have the handout for the... There.
Yeah.
Now, look at the endings for the second person dual in the Atmanapana.
Second person
dual.
Dual.
Does it say ite?
It does say ite.
Okay, ite, if the gana sign ends in a plus e is a. So go down to the first example there and look at the duals, the second person dual in the examples below.
Yes.
Ete.
Yep.
Look at the next one below that.
Yep.
And below that. And below that.
Okay.
Okay, so now when you see shunk is actually a first Atmanapada, I believe. I don't see it in here, but anyway. Shunk plus a plus ete, shunk ete. You two suspect kapata, deceit, or fraud. Let's do it. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, good. Let's go to the next one. Mitranam abhyudaya nara modante. You might go off the page. If in my book, you have to go down where, to the line below where it says modante. Mitranam abhyudaya nara modante. Everybody see it? Can you repeat? Mitranam abhyudaye modante anaraha modante. Mitranam abhyudaye. Say that. Mitranam abhyudaye naraha, breaking the sandhi, naraha modante.
Naraha modante.
What's the verb? Ante is what ending?
Third person plural.
What do you think? You see the naraha, the visarga drops, naraha modante. What part of speech is naraha? Nominative.
Also, plural.
Nominative plural. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Naraha, Narau, Naraha. Naraha, Modante. Now, what about Mitranam from Mitra? What case do you think that would be? Mitranam, like Ramanam or Palanam. Genitive plural, mitranam, like pol, it's actually mitra is a neuter noun, mitranam, polanam. That would be genitive plural. What about from abhyudaya, abhyudaye, abhyudaye? No, that's not vocative. It's not a noun. I mean, it's not a verb. It's a noun. Modante is the verb. So, abhyudaye, what would that be? Locative singular, locative singular. Let me tell you the words. Mitra means friend. Abhyudaya means prosperity or wealth. Prosperity is the more general meaning, Abhyudaya. Nada is a man. It can also be a human being, but literally man, because Nadi is woman. So, Nada, a man. Mod comes from mood, means to rejoice. And in Sanskrit, you rejoice in something. Okay? So what do you think the sentence says? Mitranam abhyudaye nadaha modante. You're leaving out a word. In the, what is nadaha
modante?
Yeah. In the prosperity of their friends. You can say in their friends' prosperity. That's fine. It, but literally, mitranam, of the friends.
But when you say in the prosperity of their friends,
we're adding their for
all. But then you're saying all of their friends. But when you say in their friends' prosperity, it seems like you're saying
one friend. I understand what you're saying. Let's look at what it says exactly in the Sanskrit. Mitranam abhyudaye, in the prosperity of friends. That's what it says. Right? Because mitranam is in the genitive plural. So of friends, abhyudaye, in the prosperity. Locative singular. So mitranam abhyudaye, in the prosperity of friends. Naraha, nominative plural, men. Modante, men rejoice in the prosperity of friends. Okay, now, if you want to add men rejoice in the prosperity of their friends, or men rejoice in the prosperity, that's about all you could say. I would take this as being just, you know, a statement of fact where people say as a, like a little aphorism, men rejoice in the prosperity of friends. You can say men rejoice in the prosperity of their friends as a statement of fact is what they're trying to do. Like a little.
Does it mean that you rejoice because you're so rich in friends, or that your friends are rich?
They rejoice in the prosperity. Uh-huh. Whose prosperity? Uh-huh. The prosperity of the friends.
So it's the prosperity of the friends.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the attributes of sukha.
Oh.
Having many friends.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Not
attributes, but it would be one. We would call it attributes. Yeah. So we'd call it one of the
qualities
of being happy, one of the things that bring you happiness.
Is when your friends have prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you have several friends.
No, that's not
what that means. This means in the prosperity. Abhyudaya means prosperity or wealth. So here it's in the wealth of friends. Not a wealth of friends, but the friends' money. The friends who are...
go to their house for a nice party.
Yeah. Right. I'm up for about one more sentence, that's it. Let's do one more. Mordekanan.
Oh, the next one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Munin abhivadiyavahe. Munin, say that. Munin abhivadiyavahe.
Abhivadiyavahe.
What is the verb? Abhivadiyavahe. Let me show you some. Munin. Let's do munin first. What does that look like? Munin. Accusative plural, like the muni, like harin, munin. Now, when you see, I want to look at this. When you see this, abhivadiya, do you see that aya there?
Mm-hmm.
That's tenth gana, the tenth conjugation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then avahe is the ending, right?
Second person.
No.
No.
Avahe, amahe.
I think you
First person dual. So the vad plus abhi. Abhi is an upasarga preposition. Abhi vad means to respect or to honor, to salute. Munin, muni is a sage. So munin, abhi vadiyavahe. Abhi, abhi, abhi is the preposition to vad. So vad plus abhi. So abhi vad, tenth kana, abhi vadaya. And then avahe. What?
The sages are respected.
Sages are accusative, plural there. Abhi vadayavahe is we both respect the many sages. Munin, sages, accusative plural. Like Harin, Manin, Munin. So the sages is accusative plural there. Abhivadiya vahe is the first person dual. So that would be we both respect the sages. Accusative plural. We both respect the sages. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's enough. That's all. We did a lot. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.